Jay gave a pretty accurate description there, I think. Good morning. I brought something to share with you this morning. Can you tell me what this is? It's a globe, isn't it? And what does it represent? What does this globe represent? Well, I think it's a scale of the world. And I looked up the word world, and it can refer to the earth, the universe. And it, when we think of the world, it's really huge, isn't it? It's just hard to imagine how big the world is, but this kind of puts it into a scale model. We can even go to North America. We can find Missouri. Did you know we're part of the world? Have you ever thought of that? The world is a big place, and sometimes it gets into a lot of turmoil and problems, doesn't it? But I have good news for you today. God is bigger than the world. Had you thought about that? Have you ever thought how awesome God is, His majesty, and what all that He can do? And you know, God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a verse that we memorize, don't we, many times when we're children, and sometimes as adults, we need to remind ourselves of that. When we see a lot of problems and turmoil in the world, Jesus told His disciples, "These things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Can you think of a song that tells us about God holding the world in His hands? Do you know that song? He's got the whole world in His hands. Well, I want you to help me today. I'm going to say a few of those verses, and when I get to your part, can you lift your hands toward God and say, "In His hands"? Can we practice that? One, two, three. In His hands. That was kind of weak. We need to be just a little louder, okay? Here's one appropriate for this morning. He's got the wind and the rain in His hands. He's got the little tiny baby in His hands. He's got you and me, brother and sister, in His hands. He's got the earth and the sky in His hands. He's got the night and day in His hands. He's got the sun and the moon in His hands. He's got the land and the sea in His hands. He's got the spring and the fall and the winter and the summer in His hands. He's got the young and the old in His hands. He's got everyone in His hands. As we are in this season of Lent, I think it's very important that we try to get our relationship closer to God. And I think each day, if you'll remember that you are in His hands, it will help God be closer and real to you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You that You hold us in Your hands. We pray for these young people in this church. We pray for the entire congregation in this church, in this world. Lead us, Lord, to serve You. In Jesus' name, amen.
The children will check, collect change for missions now as we sing our song of praise, "Trading My Sorrows," which is on the screen.
Yeah.